I'm especially disturbed by the crime problem.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you think about that.
Especially when I grew up in a neighborhood where everybody really loved each other. Mm-hmm. Neighbors were like family, and we never locked the doors. Mm. We lived in an old Victorian house, and with a long central hall that ran all the way to the back.
Okay, this is the next thing I was going to ask, if you would draw me sort of a floor plan of the house where you grew up. Mm-hmm. Just a rough sketch, and just label the rooms.
Well, it was an old Victorian house with a sort of square.
Is that drawing? Is it writing?
Oh yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And but we never locked the doors, mm-hmm. And especially during the day. The doors were open in the summer, and only the screen doors were closed, mm-hmm. but they were not locked. They had springs on them, you know, mm-hmm. that would just hold them fast.
Yeah. And, to keep the bugs out.
Yes, and people came and went, and the neighbors, it had a porch, and of course, and we were right in the middle of the neighborhood. And people sort of from all mm-hmm. up and down the street would sort of flock to the house. My mother is an especially warm and glorious person. And she's just sort of loved by anyone who meets her. And so the neighbors mm-hmm. always mm-hmm. were right under her. Mm-hmm. And it was just tremendous and just great. And it bothers me, having grown up in that kind of situation, to have to worry about mm-hmm. Everything being sort of locked up. That's not quite right.
Well, it doesn't have to be quite right, just a rough idea.
It was sort of like this, and it had the steps right there. Uh-huh. And of course, there were big columns all along.
Is the house still standing?
No, the house is now demolished, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And then that was an entry, and then this hall that went all the way back. And the stairs were sort of
So it's a two-story house?
It was two-story, and all of the rooms came off of the, primarily off that hallway. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
Okay, can you label the rooms now?
Okay. See, now this was central bath. And this was the living room.
Can you also talk a little louder?
All right. This was the living room. Uh-huh. As you entered the hall. And
did you ever call the living room anything else?
No, we always called, a lot of people called it the parlor. Mm-hmm. But we always called it the living room.
Okay.
And
did you ever have a name for an entrance hall other than just calling it the hall?
No, we always called it the hall. I think foyer has come into being. Of course, it was always a proper name mm-hmm. for an entrance hall. But then in those times, it was just called an entrance hall mm-hmm. or just a hall. And I think foyer came into being a little later.
That's a later term.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. was sort of a later term. And of course, parlor was always, I think, a proper term. But we just never called it that.
Is there any difference in your mind between a parlor and a living room?
No. I always think in terms of a parlor or a living room as being a drawing room.